morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Thursday, February 9th. The Joint Ways and Means Committee, Subcommittee on Natural Resources now in session, and we're going to start out by opening a work session for the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries, and a request to increase other funds and federal funds expenditure limitations. And we'll start with our capable and ever hardworking staff, Paul, to tell us all about this.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries, Vicki McConnell, the director, is here to speak to the request. It is a request for some expenditure limitation to accommodate a number of contracts the department has entered into since the session closed. This is kind of standard operating procedure for this department. They come during the interim after they've got contracts lined up for things like LIDAR data collection, FEMA contracts, and come and ask for the expenditure limitation and the position authority to complete the work. And so the director's here to speak to their request.
Okay. Call the director. Good morning.
Good morning, Co-Chair Jensen and Co-Chairs Edwards and Beyer and all the committee members. For the record, my name is Vicki McConnell, and I am the director of the Oregon Department of Geology and Mineral Industries. And I really send my appreciation to you for considering our request today. Primarily, this is, as Paul Siebert said, this is a request to increase our expenditure limitations for both other funds and federal funds. We do work primarily as a service-oriented project kind of business operating procedure. So when we are working on developing a budget, a two-year biennial budget, and trying to forecast out exactly what our contracts or requests for services will be over a two-year period, we're quite conservative on what we think we will actually be able to bring in. And certainly both DASBAM and LFO prefer to see a contract in our hand whenever we're asking for expenditure limitation, as for us to having speculation or forecast. We have been very fortunate to have several of our federal and other fund partners who have come in with requests for our services, primarily with our LIDAR data acquisition program, with our NOAA tsunami hazard mitigation program, and with our FEMA. We're a cooperating technical partner with FEMA on flood map modernization. And the little handout I handed out there kind of gives some bullets of what some of those additional projects would encompass. For example, LIDAR data collection in the Northeast Oregon, Grand Ronde, Powder River basins. we have a one-time appropriation of funds for the tsunami hazard mitigation program, which would help us to accelerate completing our inundation modeling, tsunami inundation modeling for the coastal communities and the coast. And we did have an opportunity to work with the U.S. Department of Energy on their geothermal technologies program, as well some of their ERA-funded programs to do some work in Central and Southeast Oregon on geothermal resource exploration as well. And that was not, certainly we did not know that that opportunity was going to occur when we set our budget. So the this little handout at the beginning, at the snapshot of what our 2011-13 legislatively approved budget really just shows that most of our funds come in from other funds and federal fund projects. We have about 18% general fund in our budget. The rest of our operating budget comes from bringing in those projects. And then on the back, there is a breakout by the particular programs of what we would be asking for an additional expenditure. It breaks out to about $1.788 million for federal fund expenditure limitation and 1.709 for other fund. Now, asking for limitation, expenditure limitation, means we need to expend that money on something, and primarily what the two items that we'll be expending it on is addition. We're asking for authorization for additional staff so that we can actually do the work, and most of the money goes out then as either personal services contracts with universities or our LIDAR data acquisition vendor, those kinds. So approximately 75% of the funds move on through to get the work done, but we do need to have some additional permission to have additional limited duration other fund and federal funded staff so that we, again, so we can get the work done. And that's the snapshot of what we're asking for, and I am happy to provide you with any additional data or information that you may need to consider this request.
Are there any questions for Vicki this morning?
I guess I have a quick question. I think I asked you this question yesterday in my office, and do you always have to come to the legislature to ask to do this and to hire new funds, or could you just have gone to DAS or to the governor's office? How does that work?
Co-Chair Jensen, Senator Thompson, you can, within the biennium, I could go forward to Department of Administrative Services and BAM and ask for authorization for administrative limited duration positions. However, when times are tight and it's not clear if that was exactly what our legislatively adopted budget really indicated, advice back to me was to bring this forward both to administrative executive side but also to the legislative side to ask and help you folks understand what it is exactly that I'm asking for. So it really just depends on the situation. Frequently you can, but we're asking for 10 FTEs, so we wanted to make sure that people understood that and what it's for.
Senator Persanski.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I just want to thank Vicki for coming by my office. I assume she got to visit most of us, but it really was important for me to be able to sit down and have this communication and understand what the needs were.
Thank you.
Do you care to elaborate on Senator Thompson's question?
Certainly, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. The department approached the executive branch during the interim a few months ago about establishing some limited duration positions, and those requests often flow through our office as well. And at the time, working with BAM, we suggested that the department wait until the start of this session to bring the request forward, since it was so close after the legislatively adopted budget was approved, and then working with the department, make sure that there's no adverse impacts from that waiting. And so that's the request you have in front of you. I might also just note for the record that the FTE, while the number of positions remains 10, we're recommending a slightly lower FTE to better reflect a realistic time frame for hiring some of these positions. So we're recommending a 6.37 FTE as opposed to the requested 6.67 FTE.
And Chair Jensen, if I could, again, just to make that clarification, I did say 10 FTE. I meant 10 positions. So you have your FTE, but because that is looking through the whole biennium, that spreads out to you have more positions, but it really in the budget as the FTE is usually less. And in this case, we wouldn't be asking for full FTEs because we're already into the biennium. And these will all sunset at the end of this biennium then.
Okay. Yes. Mr. Co-Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Vicki, in a follow-up question to what we've been talking about, were you able to, and this is not, I'm not putting you on the hot seat or anything, I'm just trying to understand the process that you go through. Because we knew that you were going to need some additional limitation and position authority, even as late or as early as last session, while we were still in, but you know, it was near the end of session, and we really didn't have time to make that happen at that point. Did you have to wait all the way until now to actually get that work going, or were you able to use use position authority or your avenues through DAS and money that was allocated already to pay for those positions, assuming that authority would come then when the legislature reconvened, and you would then be able to fill that hole that you had essentially created in your budget?
Chair Edwards, Jensen, committee members, we are very strategic on how we do this. No, we have not been waiting. I mean, the work is going forward. What we have done is frequently what we'll do in this type of situation is we'll hire temps and so that they can fill in the gap. And then you may wonder, well, why don't you just hire temps and keep them as temporaries? But you recall a temporary is very limited on the amount of time they can work over a year. In other words, they work full time, they can only be there for 6 months. And we're talking about technical positions. So about the time we get someone fairly trained in what they need to do, they rotate out the door, and we have to try, if we're going to do it in the temporary, you know, using temps. So we much prefer to bring someone in that's going to be focused, trained, and focused on that project for the duration of the project. It's just really difficult to do it, you know. But in the meantime, that's what we've done. And so right now we have, I don't know what the last count, but probably 12 to 15 temporaries that are assisting with these, because we don't want to slow down, and we don't want to tell our partners, well, gosh, we can't do this work right now, so we just make it work. We're very strategic on the way that we do that.
So just Maybe, Co-Chair Jensen, because I heard you say, This is kind of a perennial, ongoing process that you have to come back and ask for these federal funds and other funds every year. Is there a way of maybe talking about this in the next session during budget time, and that maybe we can get them through this? Because, you know, the trouble is the governor put a freeze on new hires. Well, this is federal funds and other funds, but when it gets out in the newspapers, it's going to be the legislature hired more people against the governor's wishes. It could be written that way, might not be, but so we have to defend that, and we can do that, but you really can't do it unless somebody asks you about it, and then you sit there and explain it all to them. So it'll get in the news media that the legislature's hiring people against maybe the governor's wishes, even though he said we're having a hiring freeze. So I know this is very legitimate. We need this. Happens all the time, but in the end, it's just going to look like we hired more employees. When if we had this in the system better, your agency wouldn't have to go through this process every year. But something to look at. Other questions?
I think in following along with the conversation this morning, I think I have some concerns. For one thing, I have some concerns about the efficiency of the way the system is currently operating. Now, I do have to say that I think those of us who were on the Ways and Means, you know, and you were with that when this agency came forth for their budget during the last session, we were aware that and briefed on the fact that they would be seeking federal and other grants, and that the LIDAR program, as an example, was a major, perhaps, source of the requests that they would have, and therefore that we would be looking at some of these types of things. And I appreciate the agency being able to go out and maybe hire temps for a time when they're when a contract comes through and they need to get started on it. However, it it's somewhat inefficient to have to wind up training the temps and then turn around when we authorize it, as we're hopefully going to do today. They have to go turn around and hire somebody else and train them.
That's right.
And that's two sets of trainings for all of these positions, and that represents, at least in my estimation, something of an inefficiency for the agency. I'd like to work with staff and talk about this issue a little more in some other ways as to how we might speed that or help that process along. That's not the purpose that we're here for today. Our purpose today is to try to recommend that this go to the full Ways and Means. So if there are no other questions from the agency, or if there's any other discussion, in which case I'd entertain a motion from one of my...
Make my recommendation first?
Huh?
Can I make my recommendation first? I'll make my recommendation.
Yes, and do we need that?
No.
Okay.
Just me. The Legislative Fiscal Office recommends an increase of $1,788,385. Other funds expenditure limitation, increase of $1,709,304. Federal funds expenditure limitation, and the establishment of 10 limited duration positions, 6.37 FTE, be included in a budget reconciliation bill. And I would also note for the record that one of the a lot of the positions being created here are assumed to start really March 1st, because a number of these, the person that's in the temporary position will be rolling right over into the limited duration position.
Oh, yeah.
So they'll be able to start right away instead of have to go out of recruitment and, you know, all that process. I just wanted to make that clear for the record.
Thank you. With that,
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I'd like to move the LFO recommendation as read into the record by Mr. Siebert.
Senator Edwards moves the LFO recommendations as presented to us and read into record by staff, Mr. Siebert, this morning. Are there any questions? Discussions? Is there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Do we have to have somebody carry this?
Nope.
Simple?
The carrier will be whoever carries the budget reconciliation bill.
Oh, good. That won't be...
Nope.
All right.
Won't be me.
Thank you.
Thank you. And it won't be me.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, next you have the Department of Fish and Wildlife with a request to increase other funds and federal funds expenditure limitation for two projects. One is a request for $20,000 of expenditure limitation for... helping pay for the Port Orford Ocean Resource Team building as a contribution towards that effort, and then $100,000 to complete a subtidal survey of broodstock clams in Tillamook Bay. And then finally, the department's requesting a change in the essentially in the mix of funding for a project that was approved in their budget as a capital improvement project to improve fish passage at the Steamboat Fish Ladder on Steamboat Creek. When we passed the budget, we had assumed that a lot of the money would be coming in as other funds, and instead it will be coming directly as federal funds, so we need to change the color of the money for that project. And I believe you have the director here to speak towards this request.
Mr. Alicard, please.
Thank you, Chair Jensen. Co-chairs, members of the committee, I want to appreciate your consideration today of this request. There's no positions that we're talking about here today. I think Paul has really summed up kind of the shifting of funds we're asking for, both on the fish side. The $120,000 request are both from dedicated funds within the department. One, the Blue and Black Rockfish Fund, and the other is the Shellfish License Fund. And I think, Paul, you described what we're looking to use those that funding for. Our last issue is the shifting of funds regarding the Fish Passage Improvement Project at the Steamboat Ladder at the North Umpqua Basin. Thank you.
It's not going to get off that easy.
Pardon me?
He's not going to get off that easy.
Wait a second. Still have a project in my district.
There we go.
He's doing well.
Senator Edwards.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. What's the contribution toward the Port Orford building?
From the fund?
Yeah. Yeah.
Chair Jensen,
what type of work is it, and is it partnered with other people, and who are the people? And
okay, I think what I'm going to do then is we've done a lot of work with Port. That's in Representative Krieger's district, and we have worked closely with him on this. Ed can really provide some details for you, Senator. I'm going to let Ed go ahead and do that.
Chair Jensen and Senator Edwards, my name is Ed Bowles, the Fish Division Administrator for Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. And as most of you recall, there was some monies provided last session for the research building and interpretive center down at Port Orford. And we're very pleased to have had that opportunity. It's a great addition to the state's and our research and education portfolio. Of that, so that's already taken care of. This deals simply with some of the operating expenses associated with maintaining that and helping them get off the ground. And their operating costs are roughly around $40,000 per biennium. This represents about half of that. It would get them through the remainder of this biennium. And they're pursuing other avenues to help shore up those operating costs. But this would be something we're doing at the request of Representative Krieger to help get them off the ground until they're able to secure long-term funding. And we may contemplate in the subsequent biennia coming in and helping out as well. It would not be our calculations. It would not be at the full operating needs, but it may be similar to the half that we're talking about now, if that should come up. But this is just a one-time to get them off the ground. And those costs include, as far as the partnerships, there are different partnerships in play, but this is the nuts and bolts of running the building, you know, the utilities, some of the, you know, costs of having the insurance, things like that. So it's just the whole kind of grab bag, and I can go through those if you'd like, but...
No, that's enough for my purposes.
Thanks.
Other questions?
Sure.
Comments? Okay. We got to have some tougher questions with this. You'll note that the two gentlemen from the Fish and Wildlife Department had to bring along their brains,
yes.
And Debbie's sitting in the middle, so we've got to get some questions that they have to refer to her.
Mr. Chair, I think we're all a bit reluctant to... be turned into fools because of her, so I think we're
intimidating.
It's a bit intimidating, so I discretion requires silence.
Okay, Mr. Siebert. Oh, excuse me, Coach Edwards.
Yeah, well, I thought I was going to let somebody else ask questions, but so tell us more about the Tillamook Bay situation.
Okay. Do you want to do that?
Chair Jensen and Co-Chair Edwards, this represents an extension of some work that we're doing along the whole coast, but we just are completing the intertidal clam surveys that haven't been done in quite some time, and it's very important. The actual use in the Tillamook Bay for recreational clamming is the highest we have in the state. It's also the highest we have for commercial clamming in our bays. And so it's very important that we understand how well the populations are doing of clams so we can manage them accordingly. We're about 15, 20 years since the last intensive survey. The intertidal work that we did under the existing program did not show any crisis, but it did indicate that we really need to get a handle on the brood source, which is subtidal. And subtidal means that it's never exposed to the air, so to speak, and so you have to have divers actually doing the work. And we do not have a dive program within our agency that was discontinued three decades ago due to a tragic event. And so we contract that work out. And so this represents S&S dollars to contract that out so we can get a handle on the brood source for that are producing the young that seed the intertidal area, which is the primary place recreational clammers go. And these are basically cockles, gapers, and butters, for those of you that are connoisseurs of clams. So it's a very important need. We simply cannot absorb it. We'd like to be able to just reprioritize our program and do it with existing staff, but we do not have a dive program at this time and don't anticipate one in the immediate future.
Follow up. So what's the I'm trying to remember. It seems like we have approved money for, I guess it was clam survey in Tillamook Bay prior. Is this extension of that work? Is this in replacement of that work? I've heard that some of that work didn't go so well, and so could you expand on that?
Chair Jensen and Co-Chair Edwards, this is an extension of that work. We're doing, actually, we're moving up the coast. We started when we got this program initiated with the new shellfish program. We started in Coos Bay, and we've actually using a kind of SWAT team, if you will, of shellfish scientists that are moving up the coast studying and doing new information on these assessments that haven't been done for decades, okay? The intertidal work is all part of that, and that's where the focus is. That's where the vast majority of our clamming occurs. So this is an extension of the Tillamook Bay work, which requires subtidal work in order to get the full picture. We don't need that in all our estuaries, but it absolutely is vital for the Tillamook system. And it would be new money because we do not have the operating funds to contract out for divers in the existing program, of which has per biennium about 200,000 total in S&S. So if you took half of that for this, you'd basically not do any of the other work for that biennium.
Follow up. I'm just telling you what I've heard and offering you the opportunity to rebut that if it's not correct. And I may be remembering incorrectly. So a lot of information has been coming at us the last month. So I had heard that this request was related to either poor methodology or something else in the work that you had done already, and essentially the people doing the work had botched it and had not done it correctly, or the methodology was wrong, or there was something that was not very scientific about it, or they'd missed the mark, and so you were coming back to because you need to sort of start over, so to speak. Is that correct? Is that not correct? Obviously, I don't
Chair
have
Jensen,
the whole story.
Co-Chair Edwards, I regret that that's the message you heard. That is absolutely false.
Okay.
This is work that has not been done yet. These will be with contract divers, of which we have not done any diving. Once again, we have no dive program. The intertidal work is complete. This is an extension of that. This is not a redo of the work we're already doing.
That would follow.
follow up.
So was the intertidal work done to your satisfaction?
Chair Jensen, and
understanding
and,
that that's yes. different. That's
yes, yes, it is. And I'm not sure what you're referring to. Okay. We could follow up on that. There, I know there was an enforcement concern regarding some work done in Tillamook Bay and the responsiveness of that that we helped facilitate. I'm not aware of any methodology issues of which have not been resolved at all. If you would like a follow-up, we will do that with you personally.
Okay.
Yeah, Chair Jensen, Senator Edwards.
Mr.
I'm sorry, sir.
Please.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Chair Jensen, Co-Chair Edwards, be very happy to meet with you and kind of follow up. But obviously, you have more information about this survey and some issues than at least I have. So I think we will, if we could, we'll follow up with a meeting with you personally and kind of to hear what you can tell us what you've heard, and we'll kind of lay out for you where we're at on the surveys.
That
from our perspective.
Yeah, and that would be, Mr. Chair, that'd be fine with me. And I've literally. And I've said on the record everything that I'd say in my office. That's all that I remember hearing about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Senator Edwards. I appreciate you bringing up the question. It was one that I was going to pursue a little bit during the work session. I've heard the same general comments, and I'm curious about why this wasn't covered and discussed during the last session, so I guess in your follow-up to Senator Edwards, my suggestion would be that you get that, if you've got that in writing, that you get it to Paul, and that Paul B. Will then get it out to the entire committee so that we have that information.
Chair Jensen, yes, we'll give that to Paul ASAP. Okay.
Thank you. Okay. I guess I'm now ready for Paul to tell us what we would or should do.
The Legislative Fiscal Office recommends a decrease of $70,000 other funds capital improvement expenditure limitation and an increase of $140,000 federal funds capital improvement expenditure limitation be included in the budget reconciliation bill. LFO is recommending deferral of the request to increase the other fund expenditure limitation by $120,000 in the Fish Division for the Port Orford Ocean Resource Team and Subtitle Survey of Clams until later in the biennium when it will be better known if additional other fund expenditure limitation is truly needed. Looking at their expenditure pattern right now, they're a little bit below in Fish Division what you would normally see through this much through the biennium. So while this motion or this recommendation allows the agency to move forward on the two projects, if they do need the additional limitation, they'll have to come back either to an emergency board or we can deal with it early next session, in the next session.
So is there a recommendation for us in that?
The recommendation is to decrease $70,000 other funds capital improvement expenditure limitation and increase $140,000 federal funds capital improvement expenditure limitation.
Okay. I have a motion.
Mr. Chair, I'd move the LFO recommendation as presented.
Co-Chair Edwards moves the recommendation as presented by staff. To us. Are there any questions on that?
I do have
yes.
a question for staff.
Senator Edwards.
Paul, what would the process be? You said they could come back later.
Mm-hmm.
E-board could make this decision? It doesn't have to go to...
No, Mr. Chair, Senator Edwards, that's right. The emergency board could increase expenditure limitations. This is one of the things the emergency board can do is increase or decrease expenditure. Well, we're usually just increase expenditure limitation, actually. But you can unschedule expenditure limitation. But that would be the process, yes.
Okay. And E-board is meeting?
Yeah, we'll be. I think there's one in April. But my guess is you wouldn't see this until towards the end of the biennium and maybe December, the last e-board, because it's such a big other funded, you know, they have millions and millions of dollars of other fund expenditure limitation in the 5th Division. So there's so many other pieces, variables in how they spend their money. You know, it won't be, they won't have a clear picture, or at least to prove to me they need $120,000 until probably later in the biennium.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Other questions? We have a motion. Is there any objections? Hearing none.
That is it for today, Mr. Chair. I would just remind you that on Tuesday you'll have two requests for allocations from the emergency fund, actual general fund dollars. One is from the Department of Forestry for fire protection program, special purpose appropriation, allocation for severity, and then the other is from the Department of State Lands, Portland Harbor Superfund expert witness costs, and that will be Tuesday. Thursday, we will have a couple of grants, including one from the department here. And then a week from today is we'll have a forestry budget note report, too. I guess that'll be in 2 weeks.
Okay. Anything else good for the good of the order? Hearing none, we're adjourned.